Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Jeray Williams. And today we have a special guest. Each person brings knowledge of motherhood experiences. So I'm excited. So I'm going to let Beth introduce herself.
Yeah. Hi, I am Beth Backus. I'm the host of Mindful Actions podcast and YouTube channel. And I am a certified mindfulness meditation teacher. And I've been doing this since 2021. I'm the president of the board of directors for a local nonprofit called The Birth Circle. And I have been able to really enjoy getting into these different communities of women and hearing about different ways that people have grown their families and built their families and dealt with different areas of postpartum and non-traditional births or birth plans that did not go as planned, and talking through all of those different ways that we have survived going through this amazing new thing that is, well, new to us. It's been happening for forever. But I got into mindfulness and meditation when I was in a nursing session with my daughter in the middle of the night, and I was struggling, and I was like, something has to change, because I had been just sitting there for months and months, just mindlessly scrolling on my phone during my nursing sessions in the middle of the night. And it was waking me up to the point that even though I was so exhausted, I was still having trouble falling back asleep after I would get up and nurse and do all the things that we needed to do at that point in the middle of the night. And so I was like, something needs to change, because I'm really, really struggling. And so one night I just randomly had my phone with me. So I went onto YouTube and I researched and I saw a meditation and I just listened to it. And to be cliche to say, it was life changing. The rest is history after that. I was hooked, because it helped me to become more self-aware and more intentional with what I was doing in the middle of the night with my daughter in the nursing sessions. And my brain didn't become so active or so alert that I was able to go back to sleep after that. And I wasn't falling asleep while I was nursing, which was also something that we're all concerned about and thinking about as well. And so I started doing more mindfulness and meditation during those middle of the night sessions. And then I started adding it more into other parts of my life. And so eventually I became certified with mindfulness and meditation, and I started my own meditation studio in my local town. And that's when I also started working more with different organizations within my town about how to add mindfulness and meditation into daily life, and being able to add it in a way that you don't have to necessarily set time aside in your schedule to add in one more thing to do. It's more of a thing of learning how to pay attention to the things that you're already doing and looking at it from a different perspective and looking at it from a different mindset. And so I've worked really hard on changing my mindset surrounding a lot of these things, because I am an uptight person, or I used to be an uptight person. I am a type A person and a recovering perfectionist. And it's something that has really, really, really helped me being able to let go of certain things and move on and not really focus on them so much that it was stressing me out. And it basically been a lifesaver for me. And I'm so happy to be able to share this message with others.
That's so amazing. First, thank you for sharing. And I can relate with the mindful meditation, because that's something I had to start doing when I was a first time mom, because it makes a big difference. And that, how you mentioned, like at nighttime, because of blue light, like if you get on blue light and then you go on social media, and that's a whole nother like rabbit hole that you can go down. But I love how you found meditation and how that can center you. Meditation, like how you mentioned, it has so many benefits. Like even though people think of meditation, like, I don't know if I can sit still, but it's just like building up to that. Like even if you start with 5 minutes and building on, it makes such a difference. So I want to know, how are you? I know you mentioned you have a studio and you help organizations. So how are you helping them begin? So if there's someone listening, you're like, how do I start meditating? What advice would you give them?
Honestly, just starting slow. And it doesn't have to do anything with, like you said, sitting down and totally clearing your mind. That is, like you said, something that you can work up to if you want. Otherwise, it's just being intentional with what you're doing. So if you're feeling your blood pressure rising, or if you're feeling your heart rate rising and you're feeling stressed, remembering to take that deep breath, remembering to pause and think about what you're doing instead of living on autopilot. That's my thing, is especially as moms, we're living on autopilot. We're not even thinking about what we're doing. We're trying to do 10 things at a time and not even realizing the motions that we're going through. And so that is one of the biggest things that we can do, is just remembering to pause and think about how we got to what we were doing at that moment, or being able to pause and think about, you know, you're getting frustrated with your child about an interaction or about something that you're trying to do and they're bothering you. And I try to be really intentional with how I interact with my children now as well. So for instance, if they come to me and want me to do something with them or help them with something and I'm busy at that moment, instead of just saying, oh, you know what? I'm busy. I can't help you right now. I will tell them exactly what I'm doing so that they understand. And also so that it processes in my mind as well, that I'm not just setting them aside and trying to get my own stuff done. There's a reason why I'm trying to do this. And so I will say, you know what? I'm just finishing up the laundry right now. I will be there in 2 minutes or something like that. And the same thing goes for if I pick up my phone, I will say, you know, I'm going to tell dad, I'm going to message dad and ask him when he's going to be home. Or, oh, I just have to answer this email from my boss really quick for a couple of minutes, instead of picking up my phone so they think that I'm just looking at my phone all the time. Yeah. I try and tell them what I'm doing. And again, then that also reflects in my own motions and what I'm doing, because it's being more self-reflective in that moment.
You are like blowing my mind, because I'm like, you know what? I know a lot of this stuff because from reading books, though, that's what kind of helped me. Like Atomic Habits, you kind of reminded me of, and like Raising Good Humans, because even as a toddler mom, I have a 1 and 3 year old. And so like even just being mindful about how you interact with them, like if my 3-year-old's having a meltdown because he can't have a popsicle and it's like 8 a.m. It's like being mindful of like taking that deep breath and modeling to them, like, why are you not able to do this and how you can react with your emotions. And so it's kind of like now he does that. So like even when he's frustrated, sometimes he's like, breathe. And he's like talking himself through the process. And I think that's also a big thing about benefit about meditation, because it's helping kids learn their social emotional, like how to navigate through that. So I think that's like a big point that you also hit. And I was just like, yeah, like that is so true. Like it's bigger than just being the mom learning how to meditate. Like it reflects in your whole household. So I thought, I was like, yeah, like so many, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, just so many thoughts are going off. So I just love it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. It's and kids these days they're so intuitive and they can they catch on to this so easily now.
Yeah. And they're always watching what we're doing. So like, even if you are walking them through there, they can talk to us through a process. Like if you're like, hey, time is up, it's time to do this. And then they can ask like, oh, 5 more minutes. So I can like kind of transition into that. So I think that's why I love meditation. It has so many factors. Even though this is a random question, do you implement yoga with meditation, or are you just like just having those mindful moments? Like how do you build on to different aspects of it?
Yeah, it depends. I used to be the person that tried to meditate every single morning, and it did not work because my toddler would wake up early. She would interrupt my meditation session, so I had to give that up. But in place of that, instead in the mornings now, after I wake up, I stretch. And I incorporate some yoga into that, but mainly it's just stretching my body. And that for me does incorporate some of meditation, because I'm breathing deeply. I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to think about how it feels to be in my body and what I'm doing. And so it's not a traditional type of meditation, but that also still helps. And it's not a problem if my daughter comes out of her room when I'm in the middle of it. And sometimes she'll just kind of sit on the floor and do a little bit of stretching with me.
I love it. We sound like we live in the same life, because I love stretching in the morning, and now have my kids, they love to do yoga now too. So you'll see randomly my 1-year-old doing like a downward dog, trying to stretch legs. And it's just so funny, because it's just like, you guys really are doing what I'm doing. And I really think that's a big benefit too. Like just starting your morning with something that's going to help you be present and just a quiet time. Because I know, like, as you said, like being busy moms, like you'll wake up and you'll start looking like, oh, what do I need to get done today? Or who needs this? Who needs that? Or like if your kid wakes up early, on the day that you're like, I want to wake up a little earlier, then they're like, no, I'm going to wake up earlier.
Yeah. So
it just really makes that impact. And then I was just like, where could they start? Like in your expertise, like where could a mom start? Like, she's like, I need to learn how to make time for myself during the day to be present. Cause I know for me, it's about like being intentional about what you're looking at and making that time on your calendar as well. But I want to hear what your thoughts are.
So one of the things that I recommend is setting an alarm or a notification or a reminder wherever you're going to look at it most, wherever you're most likely to look at it. Mm-hmm. And I recommend doing this 3 times a day. So setting an alarm or a reminder. And when that time comes, when that alarm goes off, you just kind of stop what you're doing and think about what you're doing right then. Think about how your body feels, how you feel. Are you stressed? Are you overwhelmed? Are you doing okay? Are you thirsty? Do you need to go get a glass of water? It just makes you pause and to begin to think more about, again, being present and self-aware of why you're doing what you're doing instead of just letting your mind think about 10 to 20 different things at the same time. And that really, and then that becomes a little bit more of a habit. So you get to realize some of those triggers or some of the things that make you feel overwhelmed or make you feel a little bit stressed. And then it becomes more of a habit where you can then pause and tune into that and maybe redirect some of your thoughts or some of your actions. Ooh. And then my top tip that, and this one really, really, really helped me. So I, with my first daughter, I had preeclampsia. And so I was in the hospital for a while with that. And I had really, really, really scary high blood pressure. And my blood pressure has never completely recovered since then. And it's been almost 7 years. But so when I've been thinking about mindfulness and meditation and adding it into my parenting, my top thing that I started to do with my children was I called it tunnel time. And so a yoga move, for those who are not familiar with it, one of the restorative yoga move is called legs up the wall. And so you lay down either on the ground and you put your legs up on the wall and you just kind of lay there for 5 minutes or so and you're practicing deep breathing. And it immediately, every time I do that, I can feel my blood pressure and my heart rate and my stress levels, they just start to decrease and I start to level out again. And I started doing that when I wasn't feeling it with my kids. And so I would yell tunnel time and I would lay on the ground and I would be about 1 to 2 feet away from the wall. And then I would drape a blanket over my legs and then my kids could just crawl through the tunnel between my body and the wall. And this would occupy them for like 5 minutes. So I could lay down in the middle of whatever was going on with my kids running around. And I could still get in 5 minutes to just allow myself to calm down. And this one was essential for me. I did it a lot with my kids and they've outgrown it since then. But I highly recommend it. If you can just lay down and put your legs up the wall and maybe drink a glass of water, those things will help you to regulate your system again when the chaos of the day is just becoming too much.
Yes, I love that you mentioned tunnel time because I know for me, like when you think about centering yourself, you have to... I read somewhere a long time where you think about your breathing and you think about your breathing, like going through your whole body. And that kind of helps you calm down as well. And I do something similar. It's not tunnel time necessarily, but for me, I know like when I feel like chaos is coming, I have like a dance moment where you just have to sometimes shake it off. And then it makes the kids think, oh, it's a dance party. Yeah, like, you're dancing. We're going to dance our wiggles out or whatever we're feeling. And it kind of makes you feel, well, not kind of, it actually does make a big difference and make you feel better. Even though I'm doing a better job at being more mindful, because I realize sometimes you have a lot of distractions. And so you have to be mindful of like what you're inputting into your body. So for me and my husband did this week, because I used to have like, you know, I didn't have like social media on my phone or my emails or any of the stuff that distracts me from being present with my family. So this week we didn't have anything on our phone. So all we could do really is like be present as a family, or like, if I do have something to do, I have to pull out my whole laptop. And I'm like, I'm not about to do that in this moment. So even if someone's like, I don't, you know, I have so many distractions, think about like what you're looking at. And instead of picking your phone up, try a moment of breathing before you pick your phone up. So those are cool tips. And how could people get in touch with you, Beth?
Well, I'm on social media, on Instagram, and mainly on Instagram and Threads and TikTok.
I love grits.
Yeah. But I also, yeah, so I have my website, mindfulactionsbybeth.com, and I'm on YouTube as well. I'm kind of all over the place, but messages, DMs work probably the best.
Awesome. Do you have anything coming up?
Let's see. I post my podcast episodes every week, every Saturday morning. It goes out and then YouTube. So my podcast is actually very interesting. It's very unique because the first part of my podcast episode is about 5 minutes of a mindfulness chat, a mindfulness message similar to what we're doing. Okay. And then the last 5 minutes of the podcast is a short meditation. And so you can listen to either part and I tell you, you know, what the meditation is going to be focused on and what the mindfulness message is going to be focused on. But then on YouTube, I split that up. So the mindfulness message is a video that's posted on Saturdays. And then the meditation is posted completely separately on Tuesdays. And so again, you can kind of pick what you're in the mood for if you want to listen to something that's more mindset motivated or if you want to be totally relaxed with meditation.
Yes. And I'm definitely going to put that in the description. I know I'm going to check that out for myself. Because I'm like, that's so cool, like ending a podcast, because you're listening to it anyway, so you might as well do the meditation part as well. I do want to say thank you so much for joining us, and I'm going to put all that information below. And until next time, and be sure to subscribe and leave a review.